I'm going to show you a really deep hip stretch, doing it yin style, which means we're staying in the stretch longer. Light tension over time is how you get deeper into the muscle and down into the joints and ligaments. And these stretches are important to be part of your routine, no matter how much you stretch, foam roll, trigger stick, or exercise. This style of stretching reaches a component of your health that none of the others do, so it's important to have it somewhere in your program. So right now, leg is here, leg is back, and always warm up before you get into deeper stretches. Take a walk. If you're doing, need some vacuuming done in the house, do some vacuuming. If it's nice out and it's a lawn day, maybe mow the lawn first. Just get the body warmed up and moving before you get into the deeper stretches, because the stretches will go further and it'll be more safe to stretch a warm muscle. So we're going to get deep into the hips. So putting my hands to the inside here, and our goal is going to be 2 to 8 minutes. You can always start with 2 minutes and work your way up to 8 minutes. Don't ever overdo it. You can always add more tomorrow. This is a lifetime pursuit of taking care of your body and learning how it works and feeding it what it needs so it can give you back the health you're looking for and the active lifestyle you want. So here, to get really deep into the hip, you drop this out. And I would call this a more of an advanced move. So if you're just starting out, you may be up here, or you may be up here, or you could have two chairs here and have most your body weight there. If you really want to get down into the stretch, you'll come all the way out here. You can go down as low as you want. And this is going to really stretch down back into this hip area. It's just going to do 2 minutes on each side. Light tension over time gets deeper into the stretch, then more tension in less time. More tension is not the way to stretch as far as yin style goes. Fidgeting, it means you have too much tension. Mind stress and wanting to get out of the stretch is a sign that you have too much tension. Because without that time component, you can't get the depth and the benefits of yin stretching. Good for other styles of stretching, but not for this style. We're going to show this is the outside area that we're stretching here. And the next one we're going to show is the inside. But try to just listen. Don't try to look up. The more you can stay relaxed, the better. I'm not changing what I'm doing. I'm just talking you through the time. When you come back, always use your arms if you're stretching your legs. You don't want to pull on the muscles you just stretched. You want them to relax and come back to gravity without any tension on them. Then you can just do some things to get used to them moving again. Do whatever feels good. You can windshield wiper. You can rotate. You can lift out and in. You can stretch back, whatever your body wants. Let it use that stretch. Let it feed your body in a positive way. Good. Next side, same thing. You can stay up high. You can come down low. Whatever gets this stretching back here. And all you need to feel is that light tension. And then just let gravity do the work. Come in here, and if you want to turn up the tension, that equals light tension for you. Going further is not doing better. The light tension over time is where all the benefit is. I keep saying it because it's true. All right, let's do 2 minutes here. Relax your breathing. Talk yourself through your body relaxing. Maybe your shoulders are raised up. Let your shoulders drop down. Maybe your head's up. Let it relax down. Maybe your back hip is holding you off the ground. Just let your body sink in. And once again, if anything's causing too much tension, just back off. And sometimes one side is different than the other. If you're really relaxed and you're in the right place, there'll be like sort of a sinking feeling every once in a while. You'll feel during an inhale or usually an exhale, your body just sink a little bit deeper into the stretch. Thirty more seconds. This can be a little intense. Some of these positions you don't get to stretch in like this for a while. You just gotta relax your mind and your muscles and keep the tension light. Good. Remember to come back slow. Use your arms. Use something other than the muscles you're using to stretch. Use different muscles to get yourself back up. And then do whatever feels good. Windshield wiper, reach the leg back, circles. Good. So that's another great stretch to keep your hips loose. That may be your hips being tight from sitting a lot or standing a lot. You get deep into those hip with those stretches and you start to feel better.